Welcome back to the 12 Days of Human Design series. Over the course of these 12 days, we're looking at every member of my family so that you can see how human design is so much more than a label or a type. At the time of this recording, we are all generator types, and I'm saying that because there's another baby due any moment. It's looking like he or she will shape up to be a manifesting generator. But you never know, anything could happen. So there are 8 manifesting generators and 3 generators in our family right now, and we're all completely different people. You really would never put us all into one category and say, there, that describes you perfectly. So listen in today as we go through the nuances of my daughter Andrea's chart. The picture of her chart is in the show notes for you so that you can follow along if you'd like to. And just a little bit of a Cole's notes on Andrea. She is the oldest child in our family. She's an entrepreneur, a writer, a wife, and a mom. Andrea is 34. She's past her Saturn return and not yet into her Uranus opposition, but I am going to cover what she went through in her Saturn return. So if you've got someone in your life that's around the age of 29 or 30 or 58 or 59, this could be a really fun episode for you. Have your own chart handy as we go through the episode because I always really try to relate it back so that you know what to look for in your own design or the chart of someone that you love. And if you don't have that, you know that you can go to the website, vickidixon.com. It's linked in the show notes and you can download it for free.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
So first things first, Andrea is a manifesting generator. I'm not going to go over all of the basic things about being a manifesting generator because you can go back into the earlier intro episodes. I believe it was episode 4 of this podcast, and I'll link that in the show notes for you so that you can go through all of the basics of what it means to be a manifesting generator. Nothing really super basic about being a manifesting generator, I got to tell you. So the first thing that we're going to talk about with Andrea is a really big deal. It's the fact that she's an empath. We're going to be talking about her emotional solar plexus. So when you're looking at your own chart, that is the bigger triangle on the right-hand side near the bottom of the chart. And if it's not colored in, it's open or undefined like Andrea's is. And if it's colored in, it's defined. So this center is a really big deal because about half of the population has it undefined and about half of the population has it defined. So those that are undefined, like Andrea is, they amplify emotions. So if your emotional solar plexus is undefined, you'll be amplifying the emotions of people around you. You know, we tend to think of empaths as soaking in the energy, but it's more than that because you amplify it back into the field. This is a really important center to get the hang of. Oh my gosh, that should be a series that I do. Should be just on the emotional solar plexus, defined versus undefined, because it is crazy how much this will play out in your life. So if it's undefined, it's white, as I said, and it makes you an empath. That doesn't mean that if you have this center colored in or defined that you can't be empathetic, but you're not the person who's amplifying the emotions back into the field. So Andrea's natural tendency is to soak up the feelings of others and to amplify them back. Feelings seem bigger to her than they do to someone who has this center defined, and she's married to someone who has this center defined. So when he is in his wave, because remember, if this center is defined, your emotions operate in waves. When he is in his wave, she feels it more deeply than he does. It's really kind of crazy. She and I have this code between us. When I know she's going into a situation where she's going to be dumped on emotionally or where the emotions are going to be really big, I often say to her, remember to ask yourself, is this mine? So if this center is undefined for you, that's a tip that you can take away from this episode to always be asking yourself when you're feeling big emotions, ask yourself, is this mine? Another thing that I'd love for you to do is to remember to be a sieve and not a sponge. You're not here to be emotional. If your emotional solar plexus is undefined, you're not here to be emotional. You're here to allow emotions to flow through you. In human design, where you're undefined is where you go to school. It's where you learn your life lessons. It's where you are here to become wise. So Andrea is here to become wise, to learn about emotional energy and to become wise about it. And so are you if this center is undefined for you. Again, I wish so much that I had human design when my kids were younger, because she would go out into the world and she would amplify the energies of everyone else around her. You know, just now as I'm saying this, I'm thinking of situations at school, situations in her daycare. She would be amplifying the energies, and she was always told that she was super dramatic and making a bigger deal of things than they needed to be. And, you know, we didn't feel that same emotional energy as the rest of us in the household because we are all emotionally defined except for Andrea and my husband. And if you were to try to pick out, or if you were, you know, if you were to meet us all in a room and you were to pick out the two most emotional people, you would choose my husband, Pete, and my daughter, Andrea. And they are the two people who are not here to be emotional. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. So this is a really big thing to get a handle on in your design. If you have this emotional center undefined, or if your child has a center undefined, it's really important that you learn the lesson of allowing energy, emotional energies to flow through you so that they don't stick to you and condition you further. With children, I'll have a parent take them to the kitchen sink with a sieve and a sponge, because you want to learn to be a sieve and not a sponge with emotions. So run the water through the sieve and see what that looks like. That's how your emotions should be playing through your life if you are undefined emotionally. And then do it with the sponge and see how much water that holds. That's the unhealthy emotional solar plexus, holding on to things like a sponge. Another little trick for you to remember if you have this center undefined is that it's a really good idea to break auric space. And what I mean by that is to break out of the aura of someone whose emotions you are amplifying. So you can always take a pause. You can always, always, always take a pause. The tendency here, and we're going to talk about this in this episode, but the tendency with this center undefined is to fall into conflict avoidance or people pleasing, because it's just easier to do that than to have to feel the fight or feel the uncomfortable emotions. But we will talk about that a little more later. So speaking of fight, Andrea has gate 38 defined three times in her design. So remember that gates that repeat are themes for you. 38 is the gate of the fighter. Again, I wish I had had human design when my kids were younger, because boy, oh boy, can Andrea fight. And oh my God, there were days that I thought she was going to do me in, honestly and truly. She has a design of someone who's stubborn. So this is the 2838 channel. I worked with a little girl this week who has channel 2838, and her mom kept saying to me, my God, she's so stubborn. And it's like, yes, you're designed to be stubborn. If you have channel 2838, you are designed to be stubborn. Now, many of us are stubborn for other reasons, but this channel is a design of stubbornness. And it's called the channel of struggle in human design, which is wording that I absolutely hate, because people with this channel defined tend to identify with it. They tend to think, oh, everything in my life is going to be a struggle. But that's not the energy of this gate. It's learning through struggle. It's knowing what's worth fighting for through struggle. It's digging in your heels like nobody's business when it matters. And that's the key. This energy in Andrea's design didn't make her easy to parent by a long shot, let me tell you. But you know what? Pete and I would have conversations and we would always say, we're not going to worry about her when she gets out in the world because she's going to fight for what's right. Now, she had to go through some struggle in her life to find her way in that, but she got there. As I'm recording this episode, she's a brand new mama. Easton was born just over 3 weeks ago, and I know that she will. She's fought for this child, and she will continue to fight for him like nobody's business. He's a lucky, lucky boy to have a fighter for a mama, and I'm not going to tell her whole story. She talks a lot about it on her Instagram. We'll link that in the show notes for you as well if you want to follow along on that journey that she's had. But this girl is a fighter. The key with this gate 38 energy is that it's all about fighting for what matters. So if you have this gate defined in your design or this whole channel or someone you love does, it's really a place where there's an edge for growth, because the tendency is to think that you have to fight for everything, and that's not what it's about, okay? It's about fighting for what matters, knowing what's right to fight for. And part of that is maturity, right? I wish, again, that I'd had human design when she was younger so that I could have guided her a little better in this. But she has used this energy in her life. She was in contract management for 12 years. She was the only woman on the team and the only person under 40. She can hold her own. She's tenacious. She lives the energy of this channel. If you ever need someone to go to bat for you with customer service, or more accurately, customer disservice, Andrea is your girl. And she does do work for this in her VA company. But that's, again, another story. So let's look at her profile. Your profile will be listed on your chart near where it says your type and strategy. It's going to be listed there. So Andrea is a 2-4 profile. Second lines are the naturals. They're good at a lot of things, and often they have no idea what these things are. I have this too, and let me tell you, it's a challenge. We need things to be called out of us. As second lines, we need things to be called out of us, just like projectors do. There's recognition in so many places in human design. So don't think that projectors are the only people who need to be recognized. When I work with second lines, it's fascinating because they have all these things that they do that they never see as actually a business. they don't see it as something that they can monetize because they seem to think that everyone can do the things that they do. And that's not the case. With Andrea, one of the things that she gets called out for over and over again is her voice. And, you know, she's often thinking, how do I use my voice as a business? But I always think of audiobooks or podcasts. Just about a week before she had Easton, she started a children's book selling business with the company Usborne. And I'm like, Andrea, you need to start a podcast reading kids' books. Like, totally. She's done a lot of meditations for our online crystal group, and we always have people commenting on her voice. So this is definitely something that she's been called out to use in her business or in her life. Andrea also owns a virtual assistant firm that she launched last year with a partner, and the partner is a manifesting generator as well. So they get tons done in this business. But through the course of taking her first half dozen clients or so, she realized that she's actually an OBM, and her background is project management. So like, you take all of the gifts of your life, not just your human design, but your human design is a big clue into, as a second line, especially into what the things that you're good at. But I mean, you can look at all of the things that you've done in your life and go, that's where it is. You know, she's naturally gifted as a project manager, as an OBM. The work that she was doing for people in this VA firm, they kept being, you know, completely gobsmacked by it because it was so much more than VA stuff. And that's the thing about second lines. You have to listen to what people are telling you that you're good at because you can't even see it. And then when you start to act on that feedback, your life becomes absolutely magical. So remember, Andrea's a 2-4. So fourth lines are community driven. They build communities and networks. And because this is unconscious energy for her, it's on the left side of her design. So that lives in her body or her unconscious or subconscious. She doesn't even realize that she's doing it. So as a fourth line, if you have a fourth line in your profile, your opportunities will most often come from your network. You'll build foundations as you go along. And Andrea is the queen of building foundations. I hired her in my business to clean up my ManyGen mess in the back end of my business. And it's crazy what she did with that in building the foundation, like the backbones of my structure in my business. Absolutely crazy. So Andrea has the design of a creator and a leader. She's here to express herself. We're not going to go into the 1-8 channel, but she has this 1-8 channel. It's a big driver in her chart and in yours if you have this. I probably will do a whole episode on that channel because a lot of my clients have that energy, as do I. Her circuitry is entirely individual. She's the only person that I've ever worked with who has more than one channel and only one type of circuitry. There are more, you know, I'm sure that this exists in the world, but it's just that I don't come across it often. So your circuitry is like the electrical box. It's the black box or the hardwire of your design. It's unchangeable, and hers is all individual. So I'm going to unpack another little piece for you here so that you can see how human design really layers on itself. So we're going to look at conscious sun. This is the gate at the top right-hand side of your chart. And 70% of your design goes through this one gate, the gate of your conscious sun. So this is a really good gate to understand the energy of. Really get familiar with your conscious sun. 70% of Andrea's design goes through gate 27, the gate of nurturing. Gate 27 is mama bear energy. It's the most healing energy in the body graph. It's nurturing at its highest expression. It's caring for yourself before you care for others. And in its lowest expression, it's living in martyrdom or falling into martyrdom. And I have this as a theme in my chart too, and I can tell you that it shows up. This is also, I think, Andrea's unconscious Mars. So yeah, she's got a lot of lessons around this gate 27. So remember how everything plays together in human design. Andrea also has an open emotional solar plexus, as we started this episode talking about. Her tendency will naturally be towards people pleasing and conflict avoidance. So put that together with this conscious sun gate 27 of nurturing, and she really has to understand that she has to care for herself first before she can care for others. And part of that caring for herself is caring for her own emotional space. And that can be part of your caring for yourself as well if this center is open for you. Living your human design is really all about the nuances. When we look at Andrea's design, and just high-level overview, we see someone who's naturally gifted as a second line. We see someone who's designed to know what's worth fighting for and to live a life of purpose that's in that 28-38 channel. Her circuitry is all about being true to herself above all else. She unconsciously builds connections and networks as she moves through life. She has this actually in a few places in her design as well. 70% of her design goes through the gate of nurturing, and she can get really tripped up in martyrdom or forgetting to care for herself first if she doesn't watch for it. Add on to that her undefined emotional solar plexus that tends toward the people pleasing, the conflict avoidance. And we have this girl who's stubborn, who needs to do things her own way, who has to express herself, who naturally nurtures. And then we have this sneaky, undefined center that emotional solar plexus is saying, but what if they don't like you? They won't like you if you stand up for yourself. They might not like you if you, you know, express yourself in that way. So there are a bazillion things that I could speak to in each and every chart that we're looking at over these 12 days. Believe me, I have had to call this episode of Andrea's Back 3 times, and I realize now we're still almost at 15 minutes. No matter whose design we're looking at, we always have a conundrum or two thrown in because that's how we learn. So what I'd love for you to always come back to is that your design layers upon itself. You don't have this one thing come out of the blue that you need to work with, or this one thing that's like, there's your purpose, but it doesn't match anything else in your design. The energies of your design always, always, always layer onto each other and lend a direction, a theme, or a purpose to your life. And then you get this conundrum or two thrown in because that's how we learn, right? We don't learn if we don't have any challenges. Oh boy, this is going to get long because I just remember now that I told you I'd talk about her Saturn return. Okay, so buckle up. We're here for another couple minutes. So Andrea's not in her Saturn return now. She's 34, so she's come through hers, but hers was a powerful example that I think you can learn from. So Saturn returns to the place that it was in at the moment of your birth when you're around 29 or 30. And it's often considered the energy that brings people home. That's why I wanted to talk about it with Andrea's episode. That's what happened with her. Her sister Emily was pregnant at the time. And Andrea looked at her husband and said, it's time for us to go home. We live in Ontario, and they were living across the country in Saskatchewan. And she looked at Matt and she said, it's time for us to go home. I need to be home when that baby comes. And she was right around age 30. So Saturn is your greatest challenge in life. Not only there is a piece of your Saturn that leads you home, but it's also your greatest challenge in life. It's like the barbed wire, in your life. It's the thing that you keep coming up against over and over and over again. And you know what that is in your life, right? You're going to have a Saturn return around the time of 29 or 30, and then again around when you're 58. And if you're lucky to live so long, again when you're about 84. So you really want to get the lesson of your Saturn, because each Saturn return gets a little more difficult if you haven't mastered that challenge. And when you master the challenge, then you get to experience the blessings of your Jupiter. Jupiter brings your blessings, but you have to have mastered that Saturn challenge. So the one at 58 can really throw you off your tracks. And I hear this from a lot of the women that I work with that are around 58 or 60. They're like, holy hell, you know, I'm redesigning my whole life here. And I'm going to talk about that in Pete's reading, because he's going to hit his Saturn return in a couple of years, and his is all about control. Gate 21, both subconscious and conscious. Like, wish me luck. That's all I can say. Andrea's Saturn is in the gate of the fighter, or of knowing what to fight for. On the unconscious side, it's joy and vitality. So her Saturn, loosely translated, is about knowing what to fight for in order to experience joy. It's about experiencing joy and vitality in life. She knew in her body, because joy and vitality is on the subconscious side for her, so she knew in her body that it was time to come home to experience the joy of being part of Sawyer's life. They have a really special bond, and part of that is because Andrea's Saturn return brought her home at just that time. So I'll pop a picture in the show notes of what your Saturn planet looks like on your design so that you can look up your own and you can see how it's playing out in your life. Because whether you're in your Saturn return or not, it's a challenge in your life. I've just added actually to the blog, Gates Library. I'm working on a Gates Library there. So I'm through about half of the gates. So you can head on over to VickiDixon.com if you're looking up the gates that are in your planetary placements in your design. And there's a 50-50 chance they'll be on the website right now, but most of them will be there by the end of the year. So remember that human design is filled with so many layers. It's one of the things that the deeper you go, the deeper you want to go. And I hope that I'm not making your head spin with this series. I feel like I'm trying to get as much information into you as I possibly can from these episodes. And it's hard because I know these people, right? They're such a big part of my life. So I can see so many nuances, but I can't possibly cover them all in one episode. When you're ready to look at the nuances of your own human design, you can go to the website, VickiDixon.com, and book your own reading. In a reading, we spend about 75 minutes together going over all of the intricacies of you so that you can step into your strength, especially as we step into a new year. You know, 2024 is just around the corner. Imagine knowing yourself at the deepest level and having that information to work with as you step into a new year. So I'll see you back here tomorrow, or I guess you'll hear me back here tomorrow for Easton's episode. At the time of these recordings, he's 3 weeks old. And I just think it's magical that we have the gift of human design from the moment of his birth. Talk about having the opportunity to stay unjaded. Absolutely unreal.